We're here on Daf Nun Amud Beis, and right in the middle of the Daf, the Gemara asks the following question: Dovah Lomed Bekal V'Chomer. If you derive the din from a Kal V'Chomer, Mau Shiel Lamed B'Gzeres Shava. We've established that if you have a Dovah Lomed Bekal V'Chomer, you're allowed to derive a Hekesh. You can; it's meaningful to derive a Hekesh from the Kal V'Chomer. Although the Gemara leaves it as a teku, what about the case of deriving a gzeres shava from a kal v'chomer? And the Gemara establishes the following kal v'chomer: uma gzeres shava. We know that a gzeres shava has a weak power, she'eino lemeida behekesh, that you cannot turn around and learn a hekesh based on a gzeres shava, mid Rabbi Yochanan, and that's what we saw in Rabbi Yochanan. And nevertheless, we also saw that something that was derived from Gzeres Shava, Malamed B'Gzeres Shava, could teach another Gzeres Shava on top of the Gzeres Shava, Midah Rami Bar Choma. Is then Kal V'Chomer, how much more so, Halamed B'Hekesh, that if you can, after a Gzeres Shava, you want to derive a Hekesh, that should be even derived from a Kal V'Chomer. Chomer has even more of a power, that if you derive a halacha from a hekesh, you could then go ahead and derive a Kal V'Chomer from the hekesh, midatani Rabbi Yishmael, as we derive from Rabbi Yishmael's Eino Din, how much more so, sheyachzor v'yalamed b'gzeres shav. So the final maskana here of this Gemara is that something that's derived from a Kal V'Chomer could now teach a gzeres shav. And that's based on the power of a Kal V'Chomer, Kocho Yofa, because we said that something that's derived from a Hekesh, you can still derive a Kal V'Chomer from that which is, and base the Kal V'Chomer on that which is derived from a Hekesh that we saw from Rabbi Yishmael, as we discussed in the last Shia. And now, if you compare Gzeres Shava to Kal V'Chomer, then we know that a gzeres shava is something that you cannot build on top of a hekesh, but a kal v'chomer you can build on top of a hekesh. That means a kal v'chomer is stronger than a gzeres shava. And therefore, if you have a kal v'chomer which is stronger than a gzeres shava, you can certainly derive a gzeres shava built on the kal v'chomer. If you could build a gzeres shava on top of a gzeres shava, then certainly you could build a gzeres shava on top of a kal v'chomer, because a kal v'chomer is greater than a gzeres shava. And how do I see that a kal v'chomer is greater than a gzeres shava? We see that in the case of hekesh, that if you have a din that's based on a hekesh, although you cannot derive a gzeres shava, you can derive a kal v'chomer, and that proves that a kal v'chomer is greater than a gzeres shava. So if a gzeres shava can produce another gzeres shava, and the second gzeres shava could be predicated on the first, so how much more so can a Kal V'Chomer serve as the basis, and a gzeres shava could be derived and built on top of a Kal V'Chomer? Now the Gemara asks the following question: Dover alamed b'Kal V'Chomer, ma'u sheyalamed b'Kal V'Chomer? Can I build one Kal V'Chomer on a second Kal V'Chomer? And the Gemara says, let's derive that as well from a Kal V'Chomer. How so? Uma gzeres shava. We see that gzeres shava is weaker. Shein lemeida behekesh, meaning you cannot derive a gzeres shava that's built on a derivation of a hekesh. And that's what we saw again from Rabbi Yochanan. Nevertheless, we saw that a din that's derived from a gzeres shava can teach us a kal v'chomer. And that means, kidamoran, like we said before, is Kal V'Chomer, how much more so that a Kal V'Chomer has a Yipui Koach Halomi Mehekesh, that if you have something that was derived from a Hekesh, you could top it off and derive from that din that you derived from Hekesh a Kal V'Chomer, and that was Tani Dbei Rabbi Yishmael Zeinu Din She'yalamed B'Kal V'Chomer, how much more so that a Kal V'Chomer can be derived based on a Kal V'Chomer. So this logic here is based on the fact that if you see that a Kal Vachomer can be the basis for a Hekesh, let's go over that one more time. He says that you can derive a Kal Vachomer from a Hekesh, and how much more so can you derive and build a Kal Vachomer on a Kal Vachomer. If a Kal Vachomer can be built on a Hekesh, even though a Gzeira Shavah could not be built on a Hekesh, a Kal Vachomer can be derived, built on a Gzeira Shavah, how much more so can a Kal Vachomer be built on a Kal Vachomer? V'zeo, the Gemara says, Kal Vachomer ben Kal Vachomer. This is a Kal Vachomer whose power is derived from a Kal Vachomer. He says, Anu lemeidim oso midavar, sha'af oso lamadnu v'kal vachomer. So we derived it from a Kal Vachomer, and now we can derive with that Kal Vachomer another Kal Vachomer. Now it's the klal, the principle that you can derive a Kal Vachomer from something that itself was derived from a Kal Vachomer. We derive from the principle that Gzeira Shavah can be the basis for teaching a Kal Vachomer, and the principle is that Gzeira Shavah, even Oso Lamadnu Liel B'Amtos Kal Vachomer, a Gzeira Shavah which we could derive from a Kal Vachomer, which he says Kfisha Chicha Gemara Liel B'Kal Vachomer Midino Shel Hekesh Imrayim Shu Choser Malamed B'Kal Vachomer is Kol Shkei She Gzeira Shavah Choseres Umlamedes B'Kal Vachomer. The Gemara asks the question, this is not only a Kal Vachomer ben beno shel Kal Vachomer, Ella, but rather it's a Kal Vachomer that's a ben beno shel Kal Vachomer, it's a grandson. In other words, you have to build up on three Kal Vachomers here, because the klal that you can derive a din Torah and a Kal Vachomer from something that's derived from a Kal Vachomer is itself derived from another Kal Vachomer. So basically what we're saying is that we derive from the principle of Gzeira Shavah through a Kal Vachomer, the klal that Gzeira Shavah itself can be derived itself from a Kal Vachomer. So when we're now deriving the din of the Torah that we need a third Kal Vachomer, do we know that there's such a thing as building a Kal Vachomer based on the medium of a Kal Vachomer and a series of three Kal Vachomers? Again, in Kodshim, how do we know such a thing? Ella, therefore, the Gemara wants to bring a different proof to the basis of deriving Kal Vachomer from a Kal Vachomer. And the Gemara says that this klal that a Kal Vachomer could go ahead and teach me another Kal Vachomer is going to be derived with a Kal Vachomer, but a different Kal Vachomer, from Hekesh. We know that Hekesh is a weaker kind of derivation because it's Eidol Lameid Behekesh. In other words, you can't derive a second Hekesh based on the first Hekesh, and that's based on either Rava or Ravina. And nevertheless, it can be Choser Malameid B'Kal Vachomer. You can derive a Kal Vachomer based on a Hekesh, and that we derive from Tada Debei Rabbi Shmuel. Is Kal Vachomer Halamei Behekesh? Kal Vachomer could be built on a Hekesh, and that we know from Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, is Einodin Sheyelameid B'Kal Vachomer, and that's really a Kal Vachomer ben Kal Vachomer, not a ben beno shel Kal Vachomer, but a Kal Vachomer. So the limit from in Kodshim of a Kal Vachomer from something that itself was derived from Kal Vachomer, we could derive with the through the medium of a Kal Vachomer, and this Kal Vachomer is based on a Dover Alameid Mehekesh. Now the Gemara wants to know, what about a Dover Alameid Kal Vachomer Maishi Alameid Binyanav? In the past we were confused about the status of Binyanav and its ability to be built on something that came before it. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Toshma, let's learn it from a Mishnah later on in Daf Samach Tes. Molak V'nimtzei Streifa, the Kohen did a malika on a chata sa'of, or an ola sa'of, and after malika he finds out that the of was a treifa. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, malika sa'otzi asa mechlal nevela, that the malika removes or undermines the status of nevela. And therefore, Eino Mitama Bebeis Abliya. Normally, an Avelas Oaf, if it was an Oaf Tar, is Mitame Bebeis Abliya, when you swallow it. And that's the din of the Avelas Oaf Tar. It's only Mitame Ba'achila. That's in the maga when it comes to katku, the beis abliya, not with an external maga or masa, because the Torah says in Vayikra Chav Beis, lo yeyochel letame ba. Now it's through achila, it's metam, but not through maga and masa. It's also metame begodim sha'olav, or kelim shenogamehen, b'shas bliyoso dafka, only b'shas bliya. And Rav Meir says that here, in this particular case, even though it's trefa, nevertheless it's not metami beis abliya because of malika. The malika removes the status of tumah beis abliya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He holds that a trefa, even after malika, has the same identical status as an avela metami beis abliya. Omer Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says kal vachomer. Let's derive this halacha from a kal vachomer. My nivlas behema. Behema is always more chomer, and it's metama b'mago masa, which we didn't find by an oaf. It's metama b'mago masa. And nevertheless, shkitasa metarasa, metaheres trefasa mitumasa. If he shefts an animal the right way, proper way, according to the halacha, even if afterwards we find to be a trefa, and it's not allowed to be eaten, but nevertheless, the shkita is motzi midei, is metar midei nevela, tumas nevela. It's how much more so the veil self, which is relatively kal, it's not metame b'mago, meaning outside of the base abliya u'b'masa. Is einu din shetei shchitasa metaheres trefasa mitumasa. And again, in the case of an oaf, whether it's an olas oaf or a chatas oaf, we're talking about malika to substitute for shchita. So if you were to shecht an oaf of chulin and you find to be trefa, the shchita removes the tumas nevela, and from shchita we should derive in a kabbal chomer that malika should certainly be motzi midei tumas nevela. And why do we derive shchita from malika, or malika from shchita, I should say? The answer is we have a binyanav, ma matzinu b'shchita. Just like we find with regard to shchita in the case of an oaf chulin. Shemach sharto ba'achila, if it's not trefa, it's matir achila. And here we're turning to daf nun aleph amud aleph. And if it's trefa, then the shchita is mataheres trefa, so mitu masa removes the tumas beis abliya of a trefa, is af malika. So too, by equation, we should say malika sof kodshim, shemach sharto ba'achila allows the kohen partake of it, if it's not a trefa, is to tire trefa, so mitu masa. If it is a trefa, then at least the malika should be effective, that it's to be motzi, to remove it from the tumas beis abliya, like any other nevelas of tar, meaning that it shouldn't have the tumas beis abliya of the classical of tar. Rabbi Yossi Omer lo, he disagrees with Rabbi Meir and he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, but rather daya, we should say it's enough for trefas of that it should be judged kenivlas behema tahora sheshkitasa mitarasa velo malikasa. Will give it the status of a trefasa of. And what does that mean? In the case of nevelas behema tahora, then the shchita is metayer midei malika. In other words, a person shechts a behema and he finds it to be a trefa, the shchita is metayer midei tumas nevela. But if he does a malika on a behema, it still has tumas nevela, letami beis abliya. And so too, if a person slaughters an oaf and he finds it to be a trefa, it's not metame beis abliya. But if he does malika on an oaf and he finds it to be trefa, it's metame beis abliya. And therefore, l'divrei Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, shchitas oaf chulin, which is derived from shchitas behema with a kal vachomer, now goes back and teaches us with a binyanav to malikas oaf kodshim. Because again, until now we were talking about shchitas of chulin, which is derived again from shchitas behema, and now we're introducing malikas of kodshim. So you're talking about a situation where you began with a kal vachomer and you ended up with a binyanav. So we see from here that something that's derived from Kal V'Chomer can now go back and teach me with the Binyan Av. So Gemara says, Velohi, there's no proof. Because that's not what Rabbi Meir wanted to do. When he did not have any intention of deriving Shechita from Shechita to Malika with a Binyan Av. But rather, Rabbi Meir wanted to derive this from a Hekesh. And this is based on a sugya later on Samach Tesamid Beis, that Rabbi Meir derives from the Hekesh between Oph and Behema in the Pasuk at the in Perek Yud Aleph of Vayikra. It says, Zos Torah Sabehema Veha Oph, Kol HaMachshira Ba'achila Motziya Midei Tumas Nevela. That we could derive from a Hekesh between Oph and Behema, that anything that's Machshir Be'achila is also Motzi Midei Tuma. And therefore, Hasam Tehevi He, even if the Mishnah meant to derive it with a Binyan Av, that's not still a proof for Kodshim that Dovah Lami Bikava Chomer Chosim Alami Binyan Av. Why not? Kevan Sins Mishchita Dechulin Ka'asyan. The first original limud of the Kal V'Chomer was from Shechitas Behemas Chulin. And we already saw back on Daf Nun in the name of Marzutra that when you derive something from Chulin, that doesn't prove anything as to whether you could use the same kind of derivation in Kodshim. In other words, the Kal V'Chomer of Shechita to Behemas Chulin, where the Malamed is Chulin, according to Marzutra, you can derive something in Kodshim from Chulin. The Gemara now wants to clarify the din of a Dovra Lomim Binyanav. Can it now be used as something to teach me another halacha, if it's derived itself from a Binyanav? Dovra Lomim Binyanav, Maushi Lami Behekesh, Ubig Zereshava Bekalachom Binyanav. So we're going to try all four alternative methods of derivation from something that was derived from a Binyan Av. The Gemara says, Pshot Miyahacha. From the Braisa that we're going to soon see, we could derive one of these four possibilities, alternatives. That's the last one with regard to a Binyan Av on a Binyan Av. Because the Braisa says, as far as Psuli Karbonis, they Ma Omrulon Badom Kosher. Lun. What does lun mean? Lun means lina. How do the Chacham derive, as far as dam is concerned, that there was no zrika on the Mizbeach during the day? Now it becomes posel mi lezrika. And therefore, if he went ahead and he was zorik this dam, the carbon can be kosher. And that's strange, because on the one hand we're saying that Dam Shlo Nizrak is Nifsal Mizrika, that's called Lina, from Shkiyas HaChamin on. And yet, if he went ahead and he was Zorik it, the carbon would be kosher. Shaharei Lon Be'emurim Kosher. We're going to derive this from a Binyan Av, from a Murim of Karbonos, that if the Murim were not burnt up until before by Yalus HaShachar, now they became posafak Torah. The din is that if he went ahead and he was malib them, he put them on top of the mizbeach, then we don't take it down, but rather we let the burning, the haktorah process to take place, like any other emuri kodshim haksherim. And the same way which we find this in ksherim b'di'evid is so too the din of lan in the case of dam. If he went ahead and he did the zrika, it's kosher b'di'evid. And for where do we derive this din that lana imurim kosher, sharei lan babasar kosher? We're going to derive this from a binyan av from basar shlamim. In other words, if the time allotment passed by, let's say it was already laila echad, is then we don't say it's pasul achila, since its mitzvah lechatchila was to be eaten tomorrow, is therefore kashem shematzinu bo she. Kosher lachila kachay murim shenifsu belina vehelim lemizbech sheirim laktar b'di'evet. So you see that dovra nilmad mibinyan av in the case of amurim is chozur malamid b'binyan av in the case of dav. there was lina in the Meimurim and there was no aktar to lay after Alos HaShachar, nevertheless, although that pasul aktar, but if he was avar vehelem al gavim mizbech, we don't take it down imol lo yardu. So it's going to be niktarim like any other Meimurim korbanos haksherim. And just like we found that ksherim b'dieved in this case of Meimurim, so too in the case of Don Shalon Lon, and he did his Rika, then b'dieved it's kosher. And where do we find that a source for this halacha that Lon b'Meimurim, Lina b'Meimurim is kosher b'dieved? Shrei Lon b'Basar kosher. This we derive from Binyanav, from Basar Shlomim, that if the Lila passed, it doesn't become Posel Achila. Why? Because the Chatchil Mitzvah says that he should eat it tomorrow. So in the same extent that we find that in this case the kasha, the Basar is Kasha Achila, the Basar of Shlomim is Kasha Achila, so to the Emurim that became Posel through Lina and he put him on top of the Mizbech, Akshayim Lahaktara b'dieved. So we see that Dovra Nilma mi Binyanav, Emurim is derived from Binyanav, and that's from Shlomim, from Basar Shlomim. Is Chozer Malami Binyanav, it teaches us about Dam, that Dam Shalon, if he puts it on the Mizbeach, it's kosher. The Gemara now quotes the next part of the Braisa with regard to Psuim, other different types of Psuim, where the Halacha is im Olu Lo Yardu. The Gemara later on in Daf Pei Dalin, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, darshins from the Poskim Vayikra Vav, Zos Torah Sa'ola Hi Ha'ola, that there are three different Mi'utim here, Zos, Hi, and Ola, and this excludes three Psulim that Im Olu Yardu, that they do go down. And that's Ola Shenishkotav Alayla, then Nishpach Doma, and there's Yotze Doma Lachutz. And the Brice of the Tani here brings a source for the Din of Kol HaPsulim Halalu, of all these different Psulim, in order to clarify how these are different from the three Psulim that Rabbi Yehuda identified as Im Olu Yardu. So let's start with the Brice of Yotze. So we're talking about the Evarim of an Ola, or of an Emurim, or the Emurim of other Karbonos that went Michutz L'chomas HaZorah, they became Posel L'haktorah Minayin. How do we know that Im Avar V'hel Eim Al-Gavim Mizbech Lo Yerdu? And the Brice answers Ho'il V'yotze Kosher B'boma. We derive this in a Binyan Av from the Emurim of Karbonos that were brought on a Boma, Boma being the Boma Siyachid, and there's no Psul Yotze. Why? Because there's no mechitza to a bama, so there's no by definition it can't be yotze. Kshem shematzinu behem shekshirim laktara is to the same extent that we find with regard to the emurim in a bama, the kshirim laktara. So to emure ola or shar kabanos that if they went out of the mechitza, is nevertheless once he puts them on the mizbech, the kshirim laktara b'di'eved. And then tamei. How do we know that the Evarim of an Olaf, they became Tommy and they were Pasul Faktora? How do we know if Ovar Vehel of Agamizbech lo Yeredu? And the Bryce answers, Hoil Vehutar Bavodas Tzibur. We're going to derive this in a Binyan Av from the case of Tumas Kohenim, Shehutra Litzarach Avodas Tzibur. That's Tumo Hutra B'Tzibur. That means if they can't find the Kohen Tar, the Kohen Tomi is allowed to be makir with the Karbonos of a Tzibur, even L'chatchila. And to the same extent that we find that the Torah was matir, tuma, in Avodas Tzibur, so too, a carbon that became Tomei, and it was brought up on the Mizbech, is kosher, b'dieved. Now the Braisa wants to clarify, chutz l'zmano, a carbon that at the time of the Shechita he had a machshava to be zorik the dam or to be makta the emurim or to eat the basar chutz l'zmana roi l'kach, outside the time reference, and then it becomes posel, you can no longer do it, use the faktor. Minayin, how do we know that im avar vihela, if he went ahead and he put the emurim on top of the mizbech lo yerdu? and that's the case of chutzus mano. And the Gemara answers, hoil umaratza lepigulo, since this rikas dam has a little bit of an effective, so to speak, status of dam insofar as it generates a chiyuv kares for pigul, is therefore the same carbon as olav, and therefore if he brings it on top of the mizbech, lo yered. So it's kind of counterintuitive that something that's chutzus mano and it's pigul with all the severities of pigul is hoil maratzel the pigul, since it sets up pigul, therefore it could be kosher on the mizbeach in the case of him olu. Then the Braisa clarifies chutzum koma, korban that at the time of the shechita the kohen had a machshava to eat the basar or to be makdir the emurim chutzum makom haroy lekach. This is not a case of chutzum zmano, but rather chutzum komo. In other words, the carbon at the time of Shechita, it was chishev lachol laktira chutzum makom haroy, and therefore it becomes posel by virtue of this haktara. His whole v'hukash lechutzum zmano. We know a carbon that became possible because of Machsheves Chutzus Mano, if he places it on the Mizbeach, him over the Helles Emuriv Lo Yeredu, and the answer is Hol V'Hukash L'Chutzus Mano. There's a Hekesh between Chutzus Mano and Chutz Limkomo, and this is based on the Gemara back on Daf Yudalid that asks the question of Meyochel Yochel V'Sar Zevach Shlom V'Yom Shlish L'Ol Yerotz Pigul Yer. Shlishi zechutz l'zmano, and pigul zechutzum komo. So that's what it says here, that hoil v'chukash l'chutz l'zmano, just like the psul of chutz l'zmano, we have alochim ola lo yeredu, as we already explained, is so too in the psul of chutzum komo, im ola lo yeredu. The Braisa clarifies, Karbana shekiblu psulin vizarku damam, the Kohen Pasul received the dam in a kli, or he was zorik the dam and now it became pasul. Minayin shim ovar vehelam es adam es aymurim al gabim es bech lo yerdu. And the Braisa answers this din rak only applies v'hanach psulin techazu leavodas tzibur. Those psulim, if you're looking for a source from which you derive the halacha of ofar vehelum es adama seimurim lo yeredu in the case of dam shenifsal, the answer is you have to look at those psulim that are chazu leavodas tzibur. Those psulim that we find with regard to those psulim that they are ru'uyim for avodas tzibur l'chatchila, let's say for example a kohen tamei, is the din is even after they finish their service, their avoda, it's not considered avodas tzibur. Af kisha avdu avoda she'ena avodas tzibur im olu akorbanos mizbech lo yardu. So we're talking about a case of a kohen tamei. He's posel, and based on the principle of tumah hutra b'tzibur, so a kohen tamei is kosher for the avodah of a korban tzibur. And the din is that even if they did the avodah, which was not an avodah tzibur, but nevertheless im olu akorbanos mizbeach lo yeredu. So this kohen tamei did an avoda, and the kodshim somehow got on top of the mizbeach, and then is olu lo yeredu. Avol psulim shelo matzanu behem shum heter v'kiblu es ozarku es domam im avar vehela es hadam o es haimurim yeredu. In the case of tamei, where we find a precedent for a heter in the case of tumah hutra b'tzibur, that's one thing. Then we're going to apply the principle of im olu lo yeredu. But if you have another kind of psul, not the category of a tamei, where we never found any heter, if this person who's posel was makabel the dam or zorik the dam, then even if the dam went up on the mizbeach or the emurim went up on the mizbeach, is yeridu, they have to be taken down from the mizbeach. So the Gemara asks a kasha now in the vrais of a chidonim, can we be machshe dovish alo bechshero midover bechshero? In other words, this is not an ofen amutabo l'chatchilo, and we're going to derive an opinion out from dovish bechshero, that something which we found that's kosher even lechatchila, and that's its mitzvah. How can you derive in this brisa mibasa shlomim, where there's a mitzvah of achila, even tomorrow, is then you're going to say that you want to be machshir b'dieved the emurim shenifsul belina? Well, what gives you the right to do that? And furthermore, how could this limud that's yotzei become mitzvah, so b'kach lahachshir b'dieved es hayotzei min b'migdash? So he answers, Tana mizos Torah sa'ola riba samachle. The Tana, this Braisa that was machshir b'dieved emurim shenifsalu, is relying on this pasuk, zos Torah sa'ola hi ha'ola al mokdam mizbeh al mizbeh kol alayla. And this pasuk is a doraisa, but it's a marbe, a certain din of him olu al gav mizbech shelo yeredu. So the Braisa says this limud is for all psulim with a binyan av. That's only nesmachta bilvad. You don't take that literally. So the Gemara now is suggesting a different explanation, an alternative interpretation of the sheet of Abraisa. And that's called Tana Mizos Torah Sa'ola Riba Samachle. That the Tana, this Braisa, who's Machshir B'dieved Emurim Shenifsalu, he's relying on the Pasuk in Vayikra Vav, Zos Torah Sa'ola, Hi Ha'ola Mokdam Mezbeah Kol Alayla. And this Pasuk is coming to be Marbe Torah Achas L'chol Ha'olim. That every case of Ola, every Karman Ola, has the same Hakrov, the same Torah Sakrova. And therefore, im olu lo yeredu. And that which the Braisa says, that the limit is for all psulim from a binyanav, that's only nesmachta bilvad. Alright, we're up to the sugya of Shiori Adam, which is a sugya that lasts till Nun Beis, and in the next year we'll start analyzing that sugya.